today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Patrick made me do it.
Hi there, folks. It is Patrick Foster. You are listening to Rocking the Suburbs. On behalf of Jim Linehan, I want to welcome you to our podcast and another episode of February 2025 New Music. We've got a few things coming up in the next couple days. We've got a bracket update on the way shortly. So we're going to do a little chopping and changing with our new music episodes this month. And we're just going to feature one voice today on the episode, and that'll make things balance out a little bit nicer next week, I think. The voice you're going to hear is that of Roger Grace. Now, last time Roger called in with his new music picks, he left a little suggestion at the end of his call, and it was about me and Jim coming over to Scotland, and we loved the idea. We are completely and 100% on board with this. We're working with those in positions of authority, a.k.a. our wives, to try to work out some sort of way to make this happen. So we'll keep you posted on that, Roger and Steven and everybody, to see if we can make it work. Also, I want to thank Roger for instituting a new section on his new music calls called Patrick Made Me Do It. And you'll hear this song today on the episode. And he thought, Roger did, that it would be right up my street. And he was correct. It's right up my street. So that'll close out the episode today. Maybe one of these days I'll get Roger to come on and tell us the whole story of MK Dons and Wimbledon if we're in the need for some League Two football news. Okay, with that, here it is. Roger Grace.
Please, 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 please. Roger Grace. Absolutely glorious entrees in Scotland. Hi Jim and Patrick and the Suburbs community, it's Roger Grace in a quite lovely springtime in Montrose. We've had some lovely weather and it's been warmer than Spain and Greece here recently, so nothing to complain about there. It's not the only thing that's hot this month as well. Here's my February new music picks and some wonderful stuff. What didn't make the cut was there was a new release by Blackstone Cherry, which is well worth a listen. And they've got a record store album coming out called My Record Store Album, which I'll be picking up as well when it's record store day. So on to the ones that did make the cut then. So we start off with a Glasgow-based singer-songwriter. She started off as a solo project. She's now fronts a five-piece band, Grayling, a.k.a. Emma Murdoch, and she's got a single out called Always. Her influences are Carole King, Patsy Cline and Angel Olsen, so you can guess the sort of music that she likes. Interviews with her, she's very big on Americana as well. She has a lovely voice, and her bandmate who plays a steel pedal guitar, it's a beautiful sound that comes out of it. Well worth a listen. She's been around for about 3 or 4 years as well, and is slowly making some headway in the music scene, certainly around Glasgow and Greater Scotland.
Can't be
My second pick is an album. It's from the Lathams, who just released their third album called Matter Does Not Define. It's 12 songs and 42 minutes of pure joy. They have got a lovely sound and are developing further forward with what they're doing as well. They lost their bass player last year and recruited a new one, and they've just gone on, and I just can see bigger and better things for them. So the song I'd like you to take from the album is called Stellar Cast. It really has a fantastic guitar sound on it. Last but not least is a bonus pick here, which is going to come under an occasional category called Patrick Made Me Do It. When I was listening to the latest Scottish releases recently, this is a song from a group called Bikini Body called The News. They're a five-piece post-punk Edinburgh band who've had a few EPs and singles out, and they've been going for about 5 years, and they're fronted by Vicky Kavanagh. But as soon as I heard it, I thought, this is definitely up Patrick's street. I think he'll really enjoy this. To be honest, it's grown and grown and grown on me, and I quite like it as well. And I'm keen to sort of check out their other songs. Anyway, that's all for me from this month. Keep it short this month. So long, farewell, goodbye. Carole King, Patsy Cline, and Angel Olsen